Go 5 minutes past two. It's Mike with 1 2 3. A very busy show today as well. Lots of guests, and I'm delighted to welcome Richard Onslow into the studio. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Some would say you're crazy, you're mad. What are you thinking? You've opened a record shop, or are about to open a record shop in Southend, as other record shops have closed recently. What are you thinking?
Well, a lot of people have said that. Am I mad? And probably am. It's just kind of a whim that's got out of hand, I think. I've always wanted to do it, and I decided to do it. I was working from home one day late last year. I thought, this is much easier than travelling to London every day, 4 hours a day travelling. So I just started doing a bit of Googling, see if there's any available shops, and I started telling people, which was probably the worst thing I could do, because once you tell people, you have to follow through with it. And
yeah.
Now I'm opening a record shop.
So have you got any experience of doing this sort of stuff before?
Not exactly. I worked in shops when I was younger, but not record shops. But I've worked in music for the last 10 years as a PR and got my own record label and stuff like that. So.
Wow. Well, so you know the business.
Well, I like to think so.
Good. Okay, and when you say record shop, you mean records, you mean CDs?
Yeah, it's going to be vinyl and CDs. We're going to have secondhand vinyl as well, so people can bring in and sell and get credit and all those kind of things. So not just new stuff, it'll be a mixture of all things.
And is it a place where somebody, who are you trying to attract? Are you trying to attract the browser, the guy who, or the girl, who wants to just come in for something but not quite sure and go, oh.
Yeah, absolutely. I think record shops, when I was much younger and I started going, they were just full of old men, and they could be quite intimidating places to be in. So they're not for everybody, but I want it to be welcoming for everybody. I want young kids to come in. I want people to just hang out if they want to hang out in there and feel comfortable in there. And I'm available. Like, you can go into any high street shop and browse, but you're probably not going to be able to speak to any of the people who work there and get any recommendations.
It's much better than surely going into a superstore retail who, you know, you just pick them up off for $9.99. That's not what you're after, is it?
No.
Are you aiming to even perhaps have going? Is this a step back in time? Are you going to have the old listening booths? When going back to my friend here, Brian. Brian's joining us at the moment. Coming in, you know, used to get when I in the 60s. We used to go in and. I want to hear the latest one by the Beatles. Let's put it on. Is that something you've got?
Well, we'd love to. Our shop's quite small, but we're going to have turntables in there. So if there's something that a customer wants to listen to, then I'll happily play it for them. So it's not going to be they have to listen to what I'm playing. They can ask me.
Okay. And I've got a vision of... are you going to be the sort of shop in high fidelity where you will escort people from the building if they ask for the wrong artist?
Well, if you ask any of my friends, they'd say yes, I am that person. But no, absolutely not. I'm probably, when I was a teenager, I was a bit more opinionated about other people's taste in music. But now, you know, I don't mind. People can ask me for whatever.
So if Dad comes in,
yep,
right, asking for a daughter's One Direction or something like that, you'll be quite happy to serve the gentleman.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a whole different. It's a whole new revival at the moment with vinyl, isn't it? Vinyl is really, really is coming back, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the reasons that I think is because when I was younger, you know, when I was a teenager, I can see it myself now. Grabbing, you know, the latest Pink Floyd album and sitting there for hours listening to it, and with a big sleeve and reading the lyrics and learning the lyrics, which these days I just don't do because it comes on an MP3, it comes on digital download. Yeah. You just don't get that.
That's exactly the reason. I think CDs and MP3s are quite transient. I mean, not many people treasure their CD collection. Some people do, but most people, and they certainly don't treasure their MP3 collection. But I mean, these things come and go. Like, who remembers laser discs? They were the big thing.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
Eight tracks.
Yeah.
But people still have a real love for vinyl as well, especially. And it is that whole ritual of putting it down. You have to pay attention when you put a record on because you have to turn it over halfway through. You can't just leave it on and do 10 other things at the same
time. Exactly. You do have to pay attention. Of course, it might jump and you might have to put a penny on the needle, etc.
Yep. Yep.
We are talking all the time now. But I think it's a really great thing. And a business that... I'm going to ask a horrible question now. Why are you going to succeed when others have failed, maybe?
Well, I think the reason that a lot of record shops have failed, even the big ones, have failed is because they don't put anything back into the community. Like the ones that are successful, like Rough Trade and Banquet in London, they make compilation CDs, they put in stores on, so they put bands on in their shop, they sponsor gigs, they do all of these things to try and encourage people to be involved in music. Whereas I think the mistake a lot of record shops have made over the years is that they just sit there and expect people to come in to buy a CD, where doesn't really happen so much anymore. You have to give them a reason to come in.
And are you looking to make it an experience as well? Maybe sell a cup of coffee as well or something like
that? Yeah, I mean, eventually that's the idea. And there's a Banquet Records in Kingston in Surrey. They've got a great model where they'll bring bands to town. Kingston isn't necessarily on the touring circuit for a lot of bands, but they'll put them on of an evening, a club night. And for the younger kids who can't go or can't afford to go, they put them on in the shop for free, which I think is a great thing, because it nurtures a local music scene. People are getting to see live music when they couldn't afford it or aren't old enough to go in. So I think those things are important for record shops to do. It's not just about selling records.
Absolutely. Right, we'll talk some more in just a moment. You're going to encourage the browser. You want people to spend a long time in the store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, let's turn you on. I'm turning you on. That's better.
Ah, that's better. Yes, absolutely. We've got, it's quite a small shop, but we've got seats in there. So if people just want to go and sit in there, and I'm sure there's going to be some henpecked partners who have to sit there whilst their partners are looking through the records. So there's, you know, we're trying to make it comfortable for people. People can stay in there and hang around and talk to me, because I probably won't have anything else to do. So I'll happily chat to them.
Are you employing a Jack Black character who will say, don't listen to that, you need to listen to this, this and this?
I think I'm going to be the Jack Black and the John Cusack and all of those characters all rolled into one.
Are you going to specialise at all?
Well, not necessarily. We're going to have quite a broad range of music in there, lots of different kinds of genres. But if it's going to be lots of quite new stuff in the new section, but if there's something that we don't have, then we can get it. So we're quite approachable in that respect. So,
but would I, if I wanted to come in for the latest Essex hip hop 12-inch dance remix, or if I'm coming in for the Fairport Convention 1973 rare album? Would I get both? Or
yes, you could get both. So actually, you got Liège and Leaf by Fairport Convention.
Oh, I knew he'd say that. I knew he'd say that.
So if you want to pop in and buy that one. But yes, we'll also be doing electronic stuff and indie and punk and everything, really. But it's, as I say, it's a small shop, so we can't have everything there all the time. So
small shops become big shops. What about trading? Can people come and say, I've got my record collections up for sale, do you want to buy it? And
I've had a few people get in touch already. I've bought a few collections of people, and I'm happy to for them to come in and trade or sell or whatever they want to do.
Okay. When do you open?
We open this Saturday at 10 a.m. So we close at 7. We're going to be open 7 days a week. So
are you really?
It's going to be me in there 7 days a week, mostly. So.
And it would also help if we told everybody where you are.
Yeah, we're on Queen's Road in Southend, which is number 22. It's where over the years, Southend's had record shops down Queen's Road, so it's kind of traditionally where they have been. So it's a few doors away from where the HMV used to be, and a few doors away from Golden Disc, which is where I spent all of my college student days hanging around in there and not going to classes.
How many times do you get asked for, I know it's in the charts, and it goes, I can't remember it's by, and I'm not sure what it's called. That still happens, obviously.
Yeah, well, I get, as I say, I've been working in music for nearly 10 years, and my family do that to me all the time. So, do you know that song?
Yeah,
I don't know how it goes. It's really popular.
Try Shazam. That's what we do.
Exactly.
Richard, I mean this. I really hope it works for you, because
I love the
sort of the atmosphere it's going to create, and it's a great place. I think vinyl is coming back. You know, when I started in radio 30 odd years now ago, we had nothing but vinyl, and records did used to jump, etc.
Yeah.
And it was great, and it was real. Today, you know, I'm using iPads, I'm using computers.
Yeah.
If it all falls over, I don't know really what to do.
No, but a skipping records is a better sound than a skipping CD, isn't it?
It is, yeah, exactly. I wish you the best. And
thanks so much.
So you open on Saturday, You can open 7 days a week, Queen's Road, South End.
Yes.
Richard, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And I hope it really, really works. I tell you what, come back in 6 months and tell me all about it, okay?
I will do.
And we'll see how it's going.